when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome in to the Saturday, August 31st edition of the Blood River Radio program. This is not Eddie Miller. My name is Rand Owens, and myself and Monica Schaefer will be sitting in and co-hosting for Eddie this afternoon and this evening. Eddie is a little bit under the weather. He seemed to have picked up some kind of nasty bug, and he's just kind of had a little hard time getting over it, so hopefully he's resting. I know that this is a little setback to him because, as all y'all know that listen, if you ever listen much at all, you know that Eddie is a avid runner, and he's been in the process of training and getting ready for the New York Marathon, and we certainly hope and pray that Eddie recovers soon, gets back on his training regimen, and is able to go up in, I think it's November, for the New York Marathon. I know he always looks forward to that. But like I said, Monica is on the line. She'll be helping me co-host the program today. We think we have a interesting program lined up for y'all, and we're going to have a guest, and I'll go to a lineup in just a minute. But before I go any further, as Eddie always says, you know, this is a Christian program, and we always like to go to our Father in prayer. So, everybody, if you'll just take a second and bow your head, and let's go to our Father. And Father in heaven, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to acknowledge you as our God and thank you for all of your blessings. Lord, we need you. We need you so much. We need you more than ever, and I just pray that you would restore our strength. Lord, I pray that you would renew our minds, renew our hearts, and Lord, I just pray that everything that we do would glorify you and acknowledge you and let everybody know that you are the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Lord, I pray that your spirit would be with this program today. And I pray that what is said here today will be pleasing to you, and maybe you will look down and you will smile as we go through our program today here on Blood River Radio. But most of all, Lord, I want to thank you for Jesus, who died a horrible death on the cross so that we might have a chance to have eternal life with you. And it's in his name, his precious name, that we pray, Jesus Christ, amen. Amen, amen. Okay, real quick, just to follow in the line of it, the way Eddie does things, we're going to go to our donors. And first up, we have from the swamps of Florida, Ken, Big Ben, as Eddie calls him. And then we have from Lynbrook, New York, Big Ben. I'll come back to that in just a moment. I've got something kind of messed up right there. But what I do want to go to real quick is Eddie don't do this much, people, but I'm going to do it since I've kind of got the floor for a second. And I'm going to appeal for money. Blood River Radio needs some money. It takes a lot to run this program. It costs money for airtime, and we need some support. I'm saying that as a a whole program, radio program. But Eddie needs to help. Eddie needs to help so he can do things that he wants to do on this program and make it continue and hopefully grow and be even more successful than it is. So if you're a regular listener, maybe you hadn't donated much in the past, maybe just try to send a few bucks. And I know we have our regulars like Ken and Big Ben, but you know, if you can, you know, just send Blood River Radio a little money. You know, it takes money, as they say, to make the world go round, and this program here is no different. Our outline for today in the first hour, as I mentioned before, it's going to be me and Monica Schaefer, are going to be co-hosting, standing in for the Bombardier. And our guest today for hour one and hour two also will be Mr. Paul Fromm. And then in hour three, we're going to pick up the bitter ender himself, Brother Gene Andrews, and possibly get a call in from Miss Nancy as well. Miss Nancy hasn't been feeling very well, and this has been a several week or so deal, you know, maybe even a couple of months. She's having some vertigo issues, and she just can't seem to nip it in the bud. So we certainly want to keep Eddie, our fearless leader, and as Eddie calls the bell cow, Miss Nancy, let's certainly keep them in our prayers and hope that they feel better and get back to feeling 100% so they can go on enjoying life and participating in bringing the news that's brought here on Blood River Radio that not many want to bring. And it seems like it's getting even less every day with the censorship deals that's going on. And we probably going to get into that a little bit more sometime and within the next couple of hours, is about the censorship and the deplatforming of people, of anybody, anyone that doesn't go along with the state's narrative of things are going to be shut down, deplatformed, arrested, put in jail, so forth and so on. I was talking to a guy the other day, and it just popped in my mind. I said, reckon how long it's going to be before they actually start executing people for liking a meme. You know, and I say that kind of offhand, but if you think about it, it's something to think about. With that close to being totally shut down, to where we can't have any type of freedom of speech that goes against the upper echelon, the elites, the demonic way of thinking and what they won't put out there. Pretty much, if it doesn't go along with Zionism, you're going to be blackballed, looked at, investigated, and who knows what else. But I ramble on. And so we're going to, right now, I'm going to turn it over to Monica Schaefer, and I'm going to let Monica, if you will, introduce our guest, Mr. Paul Fromm. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Ran, for that whole introduction, the beautiful prayer. And yeah, it was really, really good. And I say for the last thing that you were talking about there, the harder they try to censor us and shut us down, I think the louder and harder we resist that, and the louder we talk, and the more we press against that tyranny. Because really, if we just said, oh no, I'm not allowed to say that anymore, and then we all just, you know, go and hide our faces and just be quiet, well, then they've already got their, you know, they've won, and they have not won. And the fact that they still press hard on us means that they have not won. They are very afraid of us, actually, and we are many and they are few who are doing this to us. Yes, we are in a war, and I would like to introduce our guest Paul Frum, who has been in the trenches for decades, you know, since I was still proverbially speaking, playing in the sandbox, really, because my awakening didn't come till much, much, much later, very recently, in fact. I mean, maybe just 14 years ago or so, or 13 years ago. So, and Paul, I know that he's been fighting the good fight for many, many years, and, you know, has assisted in many people across this country, in Canada, but also all around the world, to wake up. And obviously, I won't bring him in before this first break, but after the break, we will bring in Paul Frum, and we'll see what part of this war do you want to talk about. So over back to you, Ran. Thank you.
We'll be right back, people. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
Patriots, faith leaders, sheriffs, this is your call to action. The Foundation for Freedom Conference is coming to Orlando September 6th and 7th at the Rosenshingle Creek Hotel. Learn how counties across America are pushing back against government overreach and protecting constitutional rights. Featuring top constitutional attorneys and sheriffs who stood firm during the COVID crisis. Visit foundationforfreedom.us and register today. Together, we can restore our nation. God bless America.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Blood River Radio program. We're fixing to go right to our special guest, Mr. Paul Frum. But real quick, since I kind of messed up about the donors, I want to get that straight. Biscuit from the swamps of Florida and Ken, who Eddie calls Big Ben, from Lynbrook, New York. Those two fellas are as solid as they come. They're regular donors, and they really pay a big, big part of keeping this program growing. Without any further ado, so to speak, let's go to Mr. Frum. Hello, Mr. Frum. And look, I know we've got a lot to unpack, sir. You just take this in every what direction that you want to take it, because there's plenty to go around, that's for sure. Go ahead, sir.
Well, there certainly is. something I would like to just call to readers' attention. I think all too often we're not very good at honoring or promoting people in our movement who have really done things. The left is always honoring or promoting people, and particularly the Jews. I've been following outfits like the Canadian, or publications like the Canadian Jewish News and so on, for over 40 years, and they're always throwing a banquet to honor so-and-so who has been a big donor or something like that, and they'll get important people in to give a keynote talk, and they'll sell sell dinner at a huge price, and there'll be a committee set up. And you know, they the point I want to make is they go out of their way to honor their own, and fair enough. I don't think we do enough of that. But Dr. Ed Field, who's been around, he's in it well into his 80s, but he has been around for many, many years. He published The Thunderbolt for a number of decades, and then more recently, The Truth at Last. He's brought out a little booklet I think people should get. It's called The Patriot's Biography, and he has highlighted three men who did a great deal in the post-World War II era in protecting white rights. And I really urge people to get this. It's not going to break the bank. It's $10, and that covers the postage as well. And it's called Patriot's Biography, and it highlights Admiral John Cormellon, J.B. Stoner, who for years led the Nationals of the National States Rights Party, and John Casper, who may not be all that well known, but Admiral Cormellon died in 1996. He was a hero in both wars. He retired from the U.S. Navy as a as an admiral. He had served on the USS, the aircraft carrier of the USS Enterprise, had a distinguished military career, his contribution to our cause was to run against a number of very liberal Southern politicians over a 30-year period. He was an active campaigner and strongly stood up for whites, particularly at a time when they were being attacked by the so-called civil rights movement. You know, that was a big battle. It was not. It was, of course, in the end, I guess, lost. But and some men really put themselves on the line, and Admiral Cormellon was one of them. For instance, he ran for Senate against a very liberal Senator Lester Hill, and Hill had, although a Southerner, had supported Roosevelt's New Deal, and you know, he was one of those who spoke out against conservative whites, and so what Cormellon did is he ran against them, and actually in the end forced him to actually oppose the so-called Civil Rights Act. And in politics, of course, it's always more fun to win, but sometimes a spirited campaign can actually change the landscape. You might not win, but you may force others to move more in your direction. So he ran a number of times for U.S. Senate. So he was one and a very, very admirable man. And he could have retired as an admiral and, you know, just basically, you know, picked up a few contracts and you know, enjoyed a comfortable old age. But he didn't. He was a tireless campaigner. He would drive around the state of Alabama with his pickup truck, and he would give speeches all over the place. He was just a very tireless individual. The second hero is J.B. Stoner. He died in 2005. He was a lifelong supporter of white rights, and he became an attorney, and he formed a number of political parties over the years. There was a Christian party in the early 50s, but then he and And Dr. Esteel went on to form the National States Rights Party, and they ran a lot of candidates and were quite strong in the 60s and 70s. And he did really bold things. For instance, when Martin Luther King went to St. Augustine, Florida, and was going to demand total integration. J.B. Stoner and others went there, held demonstrations, and basically drove that arch troublemaker and agitator, Martin Luther King, out of town. So he, often what's needed is leadership. You get a lot of people who kind of support you or support an idea, but they don't know how to put it together. They don't know what to do. What can we do? How can we express ourselves? And that's where a person like J.B. Stoner was so important. He led people by all sorts of protests, and he also ran for public office a number of times. And then the third man was a fellow I actually had never heard of until a few months ago, but he was a great favorite of Dr. Fields, who worked closely with him. And this man's name was John Kastler. He was not a Southerner. He came from New York City. And he died in 1998. Kastler was a follower of Ezra Pound, a brilliant American poet, who did broadcasts for Mussolini during the Second World War, not urging American defeat, but urging American not to continue the war. The war was not in America's interest. Anyway, after the war, the Democrats wanted to put him in jail to execute him for treason. Some of his supporters lobbied strongly for him, and including people like Ernest Hemingway. He was certainly much of a man of the left. But eventually, Pound was put into the St. Elizabeth's Mental Hospital in Washington for 10 years. Well, that, in a sense, saved him. And John Kastler was a university graduate, and he contacted Pound, sold a lot of his books. He also helped promote Eustace Mullins, and many people have read his books on the Federal Reserve and so on. And then in the 50s, when the big push started for desegregation in the South, Kastler provided a lot of leadership. He went down to the southern cities and organized protests. He really, for instance, in 1956 in Clinton, Tennessee, he organized a protest against forced desegregation of the schools. And in a 1 month period, he drove around Tennessee and gave 40 long speeches. The man was really tireless. And he was actually put in jail at one point, served about 6 months in the Nashville County Jail, lost 30 pounds, and provided real leadership at a time when many people they were opposed to what was happening, but many of the natural political leaders for a long time were quiet.
Okay, Mr. Fromm, I hear the music coming, so yeah. We're getting ready to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll go right back to you. If you're listening to the Blood River Radio program, hang on, we'll be right back.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Dispatching mistakes and the failure of two backup systems allowed a Union Pacific train to slam into 74 rail cars that had been parked on a sidetrack for 9 months in Southern California in 2022.
That's according to a National Transportation Safety Board report detailing what caused the crash in the desert near the Salton Sea. An engineer and a conductor died in the accident. Investigators determined that mistakes made by dispatchers at the railroad's headquarters in Omaha, Nebraska, led to the train being routed directly into the parked rail cars.
Correspondent Jeremy House, one dispatcher even overruled the train crew, who said they had been told by a colleague the cars were parked on that siding. FDA clearing a third updated COVID vaccine for this fall, shots made by Novavax. Already, Pfizer and Moderna are now shipping doses modified to match recent strains. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Reports now on some efforts that would legalize marijuana in the Cornhusker state.
Nebraska's top election official says organizers have gathered enough signatures to get the issue of legalizing medical marijuana on the November ballot. It's the third time Nebraskans for medical marijuana have made the attempt. The group came close in 2020 after meeting signature requirements, but the state Supreme Court prevented it from going to voters on technical grounds. In 2022, organizers failed to collect enough valid signatures in time to get the question on the ballot. One of the petitions would allow marijuana for medical use. The other would regulate the medical marijuana industry in the state. I'm Haya Panjwani.
One person arrested after an attack on a group of Jewish students on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh. The school says two of the students have been treated for minor injuries. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Blood River Radio program. We have our guest, Mr. Paul Fromm, who was sharing commentary on how we should honor our heroes more. And without me saying any much further about that, I'm going to send it over to Sister Monica, see if she's got a few comments about what Mr. Fromm has already shared, and we'll just go from there. So go ahead, Sister Monica.
Thanks, Ran. So, yeah, that was very, very interesting stuff. And I agree that we need to honor our people more. I have a comment about that. The first thing that popped into my head, Paul, when you were talking earlier on about, you know, how the Jews are very good at patting themselves on the backs and giving each other awards and rewards. It's just endless, right? And I thought of how they do that with, for example, Hollywood movies and all those awards that they give out for that, and also book awards. And I've noticed more so in recent years, because that's when I'm noticing these things as I'm, you know, awake to what's going on in the world. Prior to waking up, I didn't notice any of this. But what I'm noticing is that when they pat themselves on the back, they do it for messages that they want to promote. So, for example, a movie that was given, it was actually an independent movie, it wasn't Hollywood, but it was given the, you know, best Canadian movie of the year. I think that was back in 2017 or something like that. I think it was called The Fireflies Are Gone. It was shown in the theater as a monthly film club film, you know, from the Toronto Film Festival circuit. He had a film club, and I always used to go to those films faithfully because they were good. And then over time, though, I started noticing that, gee, they're really promoting these agenda messages that I don't like very much. And that particular movie, and it was an award winner, you know, Canadian Best Film of the Year type of thing, it left me with this very desolate, depressed notion of there's no hope and there's no future. And then it occurred to me, well, that's exactly why that won this award, because really the film was not that good. It was quite dull, boring, and whatnot. It was really not that good. But it's because they want to promote that message, no hope, no future, especially among young people. And the protagonist in the film was a young woman just graduating out of high school. So that age cohort, you know, they just come out of high school, they've got the world before them, their lives before them, you know, the world is their oyster, but it's like, oh, there's no hope, no future. That's the message they want to promote, so that's what they do. Another one that comes to my mind, sorry to go on so long, but I think it was called Nebraska, and that was a Hollywood film, maybe some of you remember that, and it basically left you with the impression that all white men are listless, boring, dull, kind of just good for nothing. And that won many awards. And the film was terrible, but that won many awards for the movie. And then I realized, no, this is what they promote. And so that's the Jewish way, I would say. But what you're saying, Paul, is very important. We need to learn more, know more, and acknowledge our heroes and our natural leaders. And, you know, just one more comment before I pass it back to you. We do. You're right. We need leaders and organizers. Not to say that people should just seek and look for a leader and organizer until they do anything, because you have to have the grassroots level of activity all the time, and that then is the basically the foundation upon which then when leaders do spring up, and maybe you just look in the mirror and you'll see that leader if you're looking for a leader, I don't know. But then there is fertile ground for those leaders to come forward. Now, Paul, tell us where to that people can get that book that you have told us about.
Okay, they can get it actually from me. I'm selling them for Dr. Fields. You can get, and it's called The Patriot's Biography. It's $10. Sorry, $10. And the address is really quite simple. It's CFAR Books, and that's C-FAR Books, Box 332, Rexdale, Ontario. That's R-E-X-D-A-L-E, Ontario. And that can be simplified to just capital O, capital N. And the postal code is M, like mother, 9, W, like William, 5, L like Larry, 3, Canada. I can repeat that if you think I should.
No, that's great, Paul. So that last bit got a little bit cut off. So M as in Mike, 9, W as in whiskey, 5, L as in Lima, 3. You can tell I used to work for a law enforcement agency. I know the whole alphabet, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, etc. So yeah, Rexdale, Ontario, O-N is the abbreviation for Ontario, and it's Canada. That's great. Thanks, Paul, for sharing that. Where did you want to go next?
Well, for the last little while, it seems to me, no more than a couple of days go by when there'll be another incident somewhere of elected bodies or important bodies doing something that's just absolutely insulting to white people. It may be a small thing, but it was discovered by a local newspaper in Toronto that the Toronto City Council had hidden a sculpture of Columbus. Now, this sculpture is about 140 years old, and of course Columbus was the European who, they say discovered America. The truth is he maybe rediscovered it, but anyway, a pretty important man. And so the city had this particular sculpture. Well, in this woke times when we want to be against colonialism, against Europeans, against whites, they decided that it would be hidden in a woods, in a park, in the east part of Toronto. I mean, it sounds crazy that to go and bury a sculpture, to hide it. They didn't destroy it, but they were so embarrassed. Some of it is a sculpture of the man's, of the man's face. It didn't have any sort of words on it. It didn't promote him. It was just a sculpture. And what my sense here is an absolute hatred of our people, hatred of white people. Why should we be ashamed that we, I'm going to say, return to America, because I think that's more accurate, but some people would want to say discovered America. Europeans discovered or rediscovered, the Americas in 1492 with Columbus, and many more came after that. We have created in both North and South America a great civilization where there was very little there before, and what there was pretty savage and cruel and collapsing. We brought all sorts of advanced agriculture, industry, roads, hospitals, all of what we see around us. We have no reason to be ashamed or to say, oh, we want to downplay that. But I see this really, really spirit among so many so many of the leadership elements, certainly up here in Canada, but I think it's the same in the States.
Yeah, Paul, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, whether anybody likes or dislikes certain people in our history, it is history that they are trying to erase. And it says somewhere in the protocols of the Elders of Zion, I do believe it says something about not only are they destroying us, but they erase the very memory of our people or our civilizations. Like, I think there have been many civilizations before that we don't know much about or hardly anything about because they have tried to erase that history. And I'm so glad you brought up this notion of rediscovery rather than discover, because I am of the same mind after looking into it. It's not just some idea that comes out of the clear blue sky, that our people, Aryan people, were here in the Americas long before the Asiatics came over to the Americas. And I hear the music.
I hear the music, Mr. Brown. We're going to have to go to a quick break. The time is flying, people. This is going into the next segment will be the last segment of the first hour. You're listening to the Blood River Radio program.
Calling all patriots, faith-based leaders, sheriffs, and elected officials. It's time to stand up for our Constitution and protect our God-given rights. Join us at the Foundation for Freedom Conference at the Rosen Shingle Creek Hotel on September 6th and 7th. Hear from national speakers who've successfully fought against unconstitutional government overreach. Be inspired by constitutional attorneys, sheriffs, and more. Foundationforfreedom.us to register now. God bless America. See you in Orlando.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Blood River Radio program. We've got our guest, Mr. Paul Fromm from Canada. And he was talking about how the white man shouldn't be ashamed for rediscovering America. And, you know, I like to I probably said this on this program before, but I like to look at our civilization here in America, in this country, and in Canada also, as a great big table. And our forefathers come in here and carved a wilderness. Carved a civilization out of a wilderness. And let's just look at that as a great big giant table that they carved out over time, made it perfect. And now today it's like white men have to beg for a place at a seat at that table. That's kind of how I look at how things have evolved over time. But anyway, without any more from me, let's go back to our dear guest, Mr. Paul Fromm. Go ahead, Mr. Fromm.
Yes, I agree with you. And it's, you know, if we lose our sense of who we are as a people, we are much easier to control. And that's been the goal of our enemies for a long time. The Frankfurt School in Germany after World War I, they were Marxists, and Marx had predicted that the workers would revolt. When war came, the workers would revolt and overthrow the king or the president or the Kaiser or whoever happened to be in power. And when World War I came, that didn't happen. Germans rallied to the Kaiser, Russians rallied to the Tsar, Frenchmen rallied to the Republic, and Englishmen to king and country. So, you know, instead of saying that, oh, maybe old furry-faced Marx was wrong, no, they said, no, he wasn't wrong. It's just that the workers were deluded, that they didn't know their true interests. And what was holding them back from the revolution? Well, loyalty to family, loyalty to country, and loyalty to God. So the three big enemies of these Jewish Marxists was religion, family, and patriotism. And they set about trying to undermine those, but beginning in the 1920s, and have been going at it for the last 100 years. And so, you know, the attack on the family, amazing. You know, they created the radical feminism, or radical Jewish feminism, under people like Betty Friedan. I went to go out and get a job. That's the only way of living, not to have children or nurture a family. And of course, they sparked the LGBTQ revolution, that where now people are so confused up here in Canada. By order of the federal government and federally regulated institutions, there have to be tampons in men's washrooms, because don't you know, men can have babies. Men can. I mean, it's crazy stuff.
But absolutely insane, Paul. It's been a constant attack on family and fertility too, with those things that you mentioned. Sorry to interrupt. I just needed to say that, because in our generation, I mean, I have multiple friends and acquaintances in my generation that chose either to stay completely childless or maybe have one child, because career, right? And like you say, that was pushed. Mm-hmm. Please continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt it, but it's such a big topic.
Dancing all over the place here, but then the third enemy of the cultural Marxist thought was patriotism. Well, we see the attack on patriotism or on our history in Canada and the United States, the tearing down of Confederate statues, the denigration of the U.S. founding fathers as all racism, slave owners, and so on. In Canada, the tearing down of statues of our first prime minister, Sir John A. Macdonald, and so on. And the promotion of the idea that up until maybe Pierre Trudeau came along, our whole history was rotten. And if a people that do not have a sense of their history, then they're really kind of a rootless little animals floating around.
I agree with Mr. Fromm, and I hate to butt in, but I just got to say this. In this country now, the only thing that you can be openly patriotic about is Zionism. if you're patriotic about anything else, it's like the Southern cause or most anything else, you're going to be frowned upon. But if you're waving on and supporting Israel and supporting the killing of innocent women and children and elderly people, the genocide of the Palestinian people in Gaza, as long as you're waving on that and supporting that, USA, kick them in the ass, you know, I mean, that kind of deal. And it's just, it's sickening. And this is coming from the so-called conservative side of the aisle, too, I might add. This is not all Democrats. So most of these Zionist Israeli flag waving, I mean, we got a congressman from Florida that wears a IDF uniform at his job. He's got dual citizenship. I mean, my goodness. But as long as you're supporting Israel and anybody Israel chooses to terrorize, you can say anything you want to say. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Fromm. I just had to throw that in there.
No, you hit up on a really important point. The damage that is being done to our cause by Christian Zionism, good Christians who in many ways are very often are very good people, but their fixation on a artificially created foreign state and the fanatical support, Israel would be forced to make peace with its neighbors if the United States simply took a hands-off approach and took a neutral approach. It's not our fight. You've got to find a way to get along with your Arab neighbors. I have my own idea of how you could bring peace to the Middle East, but the fly in the ointment is America's support for Israel. And a lot of that comes from otherwise good conservative people, but they've been infected with the absolutely nonsensical garbage from Schofield in his Bible that spins a wild tale out of final book of the Bible, the book of the Apocalypse, and it's all based on interpretation of symbolism. I think the idea runs that when the Jews return to Israel, something is going to happen that will eventually lead to the second coming, and so we mustn't interfere with the Jews returning to Israel. Well, I'm not a big expert on the Bible, but I think that's highly, highly speculative. But unfortunately, many people believe that,
Go ahead, man.
And I would just add, just to throw this in, and this is just my belief, and this is what I believe. I do try to read the Bible and understand it, or read it with understanding. Of course, we're not going to understand everything about it. But I think the people that's in control over there in the modern-day state of Israel are the ones that are spoke of in Revelation, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, and I'm going to paraphrase. But it's the ones that claim to be of Judea, but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. They're imposters. They have deceived the whole world, y'all. They have done a marvelous job at it. They have deceived practically everybody. And the good book does tell us that there will be a remnant that will have ears to hear and will have eyes to see. And thank God for the ones for that remnant. Thank God. And he promised that remnant would be left. But those people are pure evil over there that's in control, and they've got the whole United States corrupt government, like I said a while ago, both sides of the aisle pretty much wrapped around their little finger. They control everything.
I would go add ahead, something go ahead, about Monica. About the both sides of the aisle, and you were saying that, you know, both sides of the aisle have support for Israel. Ezra Pound, bringing him back to Ezra Pound, he said, democracy is Jew speak for country run by Jews.
Yeah. Okay, y'all. Sorry to butt in, Monica. We hear the music. We're going to the top of our break. It'll be a little bit longer break. as Eddie said, take your little break, get your cup of coffee, and come back right back and join us in the second hour with Brother Paul Pham and Monica Jason. We'll be right back.